Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, July 7th, 2009. Israeli troops invade areas in Gaza and kidnap civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. 11 Palestinians were kidnapped on Tuesday during Israeli military invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local sources said that troops attacked Ramallah City, the areas of Nablus, Bethlehem and Hebron. Media sources reported that soldiers searched and ransacked homes, then kidnapped the men. The army claims that they are all on what the military calls wanted list. In Bel'in village on Tuesday at dawn, near the central West Bank city of Ramallah, Israeli troops attacked and broke into several homes with the intent to kidnap 10 residents. The soldiers violently assaulted international peace activists who non-violently attempted to stop the attack. In other news, Israeli settlers bulldozed on Tuesday afternoon Palestinian-owned land near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The lands are owned by farmers from Burin village. The settlers took over the land around 7.5 acres earlier this month to expand their illegal settlement of Burka. The villagers added that settlers damaged olive trees and vines. On Monday night, the settlers attacked the villagers' homes and set fire to animal huts and small farms near the farmers' homes, witnesses told local media. Elsewhere, Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded areas south of the Gaza Strip on Tuesday afternoon. Witnesses said that Israeli tanks opened fire at residents' homes while bulldozers uprooted trees and destroyed farmlands. No injuries were reported. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.